Anthony Gargano Show on 97.5 The Fanatic. It's time now for Cuz Radio.
What up, Cuz?
Deshaun Jackson gets a block. Are you kidding?
Talking with the Cuz.
Yo, Cuz. How you doing?
Stairs rips one into the night.
Stolen by the doctor. Yes, he's got it. Here he comes. Ray rocks the baby to sleep and slam dunk.
Look, Cuz, don't even try it, okay?
Now here's Anthony Gargano.
Why don't you get the hell out of here, Cuz?
Good morning, everybody. Happy Thursday to all across the Delaware Valley. Happy Thursday. Hopefully it's clinch day. Hopefully. If not, tomorrow will be clinch day. But I like to pop some bottles on a Friday. We'll find out. Sixers Heat, no Joe. Getting ready for, and again, you got three games left. You got a Heat, and you got two against Orlando. You're going to win one of them, right? Like, we're confident that we're going to win one of them. And so we'll see if it's tonight without Joe or tomorrow with Joe, back-to-back. I can't get my panties in a bunch over Joe not playing tonight because it's a back-to-back. I'm just worried. Listen, I'm worried about the playoffs. The only thing I care is the playoffs. But Phillies last night, what a nice win. All right? The Nats tie late, and then they come back 3. Chunas play the song, 5-2, fightings over the Nats. And I get excited. Play the song.
Yeah, I will in a second.
All right. Anyway, here we go. Take care of business early, man. Because you're not going to get to the schedule. But, listen, 5-2 win, fightings. Good one last night. Wheeler is awesome.
I agree.
I just love watching him throw, man. I love watching him pitch. And last night, another gem. And for a second, it looked like he'd be snake bitten. But Phil's rally, 5-2 victory. And it's good, man. Taking two down there. So I'm feeling good about them. And I got to tell you a little bit later on about my conversation with Charlie yesterday. There's nobody on this planet like that man that puts a smile on your face.
Yo, man, we love you.
It was just awesome. Just talking ball, right? Like, you want to fall in love with baseball, talk to Charlie Manuel, okay? Talk to that guy for 15 minutes, and you'll fall in love with baseball. All right, now to, give me this, give me the music, give me the football. Yes, thank you.
Good morning, Herbie.
There it is.
Yes.
The schedule is
beautiful,
out.
Dick.
NFL. I was all locked in last night. All scheduled up. So, here's the deal. Before we go dive into this whole thing, you know, it's funny because a lot of people I talk to go, whoa, you know, it's going to be a tough year. Now, you have the few kind of people out there that are talking wild card, which I just don't understand it. I don't think they expect any of this stuff. But let's dive into this. I look at the schedule, and yeah, is my enthusiasm doused a little bit because they're not a Super Bowl contender? Because this thing is a rebuild? Yeah, it is. I'm doused, without a doubt. However, I'm not completely, extinguished, right? Like, I got a flicker of a flame for the birds. Listen, I love football, so I see the schedule come out. I obviously start with the Eagles, and then I go from there, and I'm looking at, here's the Chiefs, and then here's the Bills, and here's the Panthers, and all this. I love it, right? But here's the thing. And this is my question to you guys. Because we were talking about, like, we got no more pandemic next year, knock on wood, the whole thing. We travel, everything's open, and we mosey around. So there's a couple great trips. We got we're going to go to Vegas. The morning show's going to Vegas. That's going to be awesome. Tunis and I are going to go.
Yes.
Right? We got a little bit of a hookup, Tunis and I. And then we're talking about we're going to go to Carolina. We're going to mosey around. Now, my question is, can you be excited and even make a trip? I'm not saying you got to follow them all year, but just one away game, one road game, and follow them. Get back to tailgates and be excited for a team that, let's take worst case scenario. They're 4-13. Can you follow a 4-13 team with exuberance and hope? And again, I woke up. Now this is kind of a morning thought, but I woke up with that question. And my answer is yes. My answer is I could totally get in on a rebuild and follow them and be excited and go wear the colors and go, go to Vegas, get trounced 35-10 and hold my head up high. I could do that. And I kind of want to do that. Like, I want to keep the Eagle pride through the rebuild without, turning into a grouser. Like, this is a rebuild. Embrace it. Those people who don't think it's a rebuild, you got your head in the sand, all right? I'm just telling you right now, it's going to be a bad season. But that's okay because they're going to rebuild the thing. That's where it's at. And can you get behind and follow a team like, your squad, the team you love, without your enthusiasm being curbed? Without it being curbed dramatically. Good morning, Junis.
What's going on, man?
What you said, brother? Good Phillies win last night.
Yeah, it's nice. The defense still freaks me out, but they got the win. Knapp with another
key hit.
Big game, 2 RBIs yesterday for the Napper. Maton still hitting the ball pretty well for the Phils. Yeah, it was a good win yesterday.
Maton Shander, baby.
It was a good win yesterday for the Phillies to win 5-2. And Hector, a clean save.
How about that?
It's like I didn't crap my pants once watching him pitch.
Joey G just gave you and me the finger.
Yeah, exactly. He did. Good. I'm glad for once. You know what I mean?
No, I feel
I'm
you,
glad
brother.
That for once it was a clean inning and I have to worry about anything. No, it was a good win for the Phils yesterday. Fired up about that. I didn't realize it's the first series they won on the road since 2019. Isn't that crazy?
I know.
They didn't win one series on the road last year.
Yeah, but that makes sense, though.
It does.
When you think back to it, it makes sense.
Yeah, but the Detroit Tigers, who won 20 games a few years ago, it seemed like, they probably won a series on the road. Like, I'm not saying you get lucky, but every once in a while, like, how many times have we seen our squads lose to the bad teams?
Yes.
Right? We've seen it 1,000 times.
And
we've seen, oh, that was a bad series. You needed to take 2 of 3 from that crap team. Like, it happens all the time.
Yeah.
I didn't realize it's been since 2019, so that's good.
Yeah.
Good to have that off their backs. So, yeah, nice win yesterday. And I'm pumped for the schedule, too.
Pumped.
I mean, listen, I think it's really nice to think about it right now. Who knows once the season starts? Like, it's easy to kind of have that feeling on May 13th or yesterday, May 12th, when the schedule came out. If they are 1-7 or 2-7 at whatever point and it's starting to get cold and you got a lot of stuff going on around the holiday season, it might be harder for people to keep watching.
Yeah.
It will be, right? It's easy to say all this stuff now and get pumped for the trips that we could possibly be going on, all that. That's awesome. But I think it's going to change once we're in the middle of the season, and it could really change early. And the reason why I say that, a few years ago, we knew the Eagles weren't going to be good. the year they went 7-9 with Carson Wentz as the rookie quarterback, Doug Peterson, rookie head coach. But we were still in awe with some of the things Carson did. And we were like, wow, this is the guy they traded up to the second overall pick for. This is the guy that's supposed to be the franchise quarterback for 10-plus years here in Philadelphia. Jalen Hurts was not drafted to be that, right? So I'm excited to see who Jalen Hurts is. Like, I'm excited to see, is this guy better than what we've been making him out to be? All these offseason training that he's been doing with Quincy Avery and all the Eagles wide receivers, does this benefit? I would love to see it. But if he's not that, after like 3 or 4 weeks, we'll go, oh, well, then what are we really watching for? Whose growth are we watching for this year?
Well, but here's the thing. I'm not expecting Jalen Hurts to go show me he's the answer. Like, he's going to come out and play this incredible. I'm not. I have a pretty realistic approach.
Right.
For him.
But what if he stinks?
Okay, so I don't think he's going to stink where he's, like, horrendous.
Right.
Like, I think there's a wide gamut between...
He's not DiNucci.
Exactly. That's right. Listen, if he's Ben DiNucci, then
Then we won't be watching.
Then it's horrible, right? But I'm not... In the same way, I don't think he's going to be, you know, Patrick Mahomes or... Joe Burrow, right? Like, okay. I don't think he's that... So I don't think he's Ben DiNucci, the other end of the spectrum.
Right.
I think he's a guy. You know what I think he is? I think he's a lot like, I would think he would be, I don't want to say Darnold, because Darnold was like a top pick.
Right.
You know what? Who's my man from Carolina? Who just left?
Bridgewater.
Teddy. I could see him being like a Teddy.
Just don't wear a glove when he throws.
Right? Like, I could see him being a Teddy where he's better than a backup, but not good enough to be a franchise winning quarterback.
Right. He's that bridge kind of quarterback.
Stopgap kind of guy.
Yeah.
That's I don't know. I mean, I could be completely wrong. That's just my vibe off of him, knowing kind of his shortcomings, seeing where he is, like, you know, kind of looking at him. Now it's up to him to make us feel like he could be, to show the Eagles,
right?
Because I think they view him the same way. In fact, I know they do. So my guess is, you know, you give him a shot and see if he can improve on that.
Right, but you just said, you know, so we go to Oakland, let's see how many Eagles, or Vegas, how many Eagles fans go out there, and, you know, they lose 35-10, but it's okay, we went out there. If they're losing 35-10 every other week, and it's a drubbing every single week.
Well, I don't expect him to be Ben DiNucci, and I don't think that they're going to be, I don't think they're going to be, if they could be 4-13 and not be an embarrassment of a team. Like, I don't think they're an embarrassment of a team.
It's almost like last year's Carolina Panthers. I'll use Carolina as an example.
Not as good as Carolina last year.
But what I'm saying is, like, Carolina, they finished below 500, but they were in every single game.
Yeah, I don't think they're
going to be. The better team just ended up winning.
Yeah, I don't see that. I think it's worse than that.
Okay.
Because I don't think their defense is good enough to keep them in games. So their offense, like, I'm hoping that Hurts gives them enough offense, makes enough plays. Like, he'll be exciting because he can move. So, you know, just give me enough fun offensively.
So more like the Chargers last year?
I mean, Chargers were good.
Offensively, they were. They were historically bad defense.
I know, but the Chargers were really good.
Remember, they blew like 5-17 point leads.
That quarterback is a little...
I'm just trying to make a comparison to last year.
I don't know. Maybe Arizona 2 years ago?
Okay.
You had the rookie coach. Remember? Kyler Sirianni. Murray. Right, yeah, Kyler Murray and...
Cliff.
No, I know Kingsbury. I'm just trying to think back to that season. It was 2 years ago. It was their first season together. And they were interesting, right?
Yeah. That was a team where you said, oh, this team could be good down the road.
Yeah. I mean, and they showed some glimpses offensively. Maybe it's like that. I don't know, dude. Again, in lieu of not having a crystal ball, I'm reading tea leaves here. I'm just hoping that, listen, Devontae, Watson, Hurts, and Devontae Smith should suffice, no? You got a real receiver. He is going to be a blast to watch. So, I don't know. I mean, that's kind of, Sanders is explosive. You hope that Sanders takes the next step in being a guy you can count on. And I don't know. I think it is. I think Sirianni watching a first-year coach and a first-year coaching staff, I think that's interesting. Right?
Yeah, that's interesting. Especially because we're trying to learn who this guy is. We know nothing. I don't know the defense. I don't know Jonathan Gannon's defense.
Right. So you're going to watch all this stuff. So, that's kind of how I'm looking at it. But again, first-year coaching staff, looking at that schedule, I mean, we'll go through it, and I'm looking forward to
it. My only thing is, if they're 2-7, I don't think the fan base is still going to be locked in.
You don't think so?
No.
You can't go through a whole season knowing, if you start the season with the mindset that they're a 4-13 team, can you follow them every week?
I think there's a lot of people that will say yes now. And then 2-7 happens, and so now it's near the holidays. Oh, I got to do some shopping. Oh, I guess I can miss this Eagles game.
I mean,
I don't blame anyone for doing that.
It's very possible that they don't win a game until Halloween. I mean, it's possible.
No, it is possible, yeah. Atlanta's their best shot in the first six weeks.
And if they don't win a game, if they don't beat Detroit that Halloween, you may not win a game until you're talking December.
Yeah.
Now, I don't think that's going to happen, but...
No, because you know there's going to be that one win where we go, oh my God.
I don't know. Like, could they beat the Raiders in Vegas? Yeah, they could.
They could, yeah.
Right? Like, they could do that. Could they beat Carolina? Yeah, they could. You know, I don't think so, but could they beat them?
It's still Sam Darnold.
Right. I mean, who knows? Could they win a game? That's just what this league is. So there's certainly possibilities. Now, I can't see them starting off. Like, I don't see them beating Atlanta to start the season. Like, you got a first-year head coach.
Right, and look at that offense. Julio Jones, Kyle Pitts. You know what I mean?
Kyle Pitts could have 350
right
against that Eagles defense.
Yeah, right? I mean, it's...
I mean, seriously, I don't see that a little bit. I mean, I think the first four are stoned 0-4. Like, I think that's a lock 0-4.
I can't go lock just because I don't really respect Atlanta. I don't. That's why I don't go lock. I said yesterday.
I don't understand how you could pick the Eagles to win in Sirianni's first game as an NFL coach.
Well, it's his first game, so you know he's going to overdo the preparation.
I mean,
yesterday when we got the schedule leaks, right? Yes. And we had which ended up being correct. I said at best through the first 6 weeks, they're 2-4. And that's at best. And that's like almost green goggles at best 2-4. And it's Atlanta and Carolina. Those are the only two winnable games I see the first 6 weeks of the season. I say winnable. I'm not saying they're winning. They could be 0-6.
Yeah, I don't see 2-4. Like, I think...
Right, that's pie in the sky.
Yeah, I think you're goggles if you think 2-4.
Man, if I'm goggles 2-4, I saw some... They could be 500 through this stretch.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't...
People don't want to admit it, man.
I think you're heading the sand. I mean, that's just the way... Listen, I would love to be pleasantly surprised, but they're telling you. I mean, if you really... If you put truth serum in Jeff's cornflakes and Howie's cornflakes, I'm going to tell you, it's a rebuild year. That's all. 610-632-0975. 610-632-0975. But I think I can get my mind wrapped around a rebuild season and give it an enthusiasm. The old college try, Tunis. Cuz Radio, Tunis, 97.5 The Fanatic.
It's the Anthony Gargano Show on 97.5 The Fanatic.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top five Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
97.5 The Fanatic.
All right, sit tight. Time for some morning thoughts.
Wake up, Philadelphia!
No! God, please, no! No!
Time now for morning thoughts.
Hey, lady! Shut up! Will you just shut your trap?
Shut up!
Please go away. Let me sleep for the love of God!
Because what were you thinking about this morning?
So, I was thinking about this, right, which is, can we follow a team that's not good? And then I started to think about the road trips, right? So if you think about the road trips of interest, you got Atlanta to start the season. It's too early to go to Atlanta. It's too hot. And October 10th at Carolina, great trip. Because we got a little bit of an autumn chill happening here. You go down there, it's just a beautiful time of the year. October 24, when autumn is in full throat, Vegas, and the weather's perfect in Vegas in late October. Denver, November 14th, it's a great trip. It's a beautiful city. It's a great kind of time of the year. At Detroit and Halloween, I skipped that. It's not, you know. You don't need to go to Detroit. It's not a bad city, but it's not worth it. Not worth it on Halloween. And then you got your, you know, you're at New York, at Washington. So, to me, I was thinking about the trips, and there's three trips that we could have some fun with. Carolina, Vegas, Denver. And if we got together and did those trips, or a variation of one of the three, are we going to go in? He's like, yeah, prideful.
I would think so. I don't think anyone's going to go on one of these trips and wear a Philly shirt. When you're at the, maybe one, when you're walking around, you go Philly shirt, but.
No, but you get my point. Like, are you, you know, again, like can you follow a team? And it was like that years ago. I'm trying to explain it, but I remember it. Now, I don't know. Did the Super Bowl change us that to the fact, or the last 20 years when they were in contention? And it goes back, you know, we never actually discussed this before, Andrew, but the concept, and we talked about this between you and I, the concept of being close, driving you insane, you finally get it, and does it put you at ease? Whereas now, that desperation is on the Sixers.
Yeah, I mean, I think that's part of it. I think it's also because it's May. I think once we get closer to football.
I disagree, dude.
You really?
Because, man, I did 20 of these schedule releases.
Right.
And I love it. Fired up.
Yeah, but that's, hey, we have a chance to do something. Quaz, who was one of the most excited Eagles fans I've talked to in recent weeks, and the schedule came out today, yesterday, his excitement led him to saying, I think they go 8-9. And what does 8-9 get you? Nothing. If anything, it gives you less. Because you should just go 0-17 and get the top pick.
He said 8-9. He didn't mean 8-9.
Yeah, but he said 8-9.
He was 5-3 at one point.
Right. Okay,
and
fine.
And the schedule lightens up.
What is 9-8 doing for you?
So he didn't want. He just didn't want to say, you know.
10-7.
Right. Because if he says 10-7, he thinks, well, they're gonna laugh at me. And he's trying to make a point. So that's why he chose 8-9.
Right,
I understand.
I could see, again, this is the could see win games, right? 5. And I'm sure there are other people that say 7-10. And they'll say, I'm a little more confident. I go 7-10. So what does 7-10 do for you? It does nothing. Which is why I think there's a lack of excitement today.
Yeah, but there were times in the past when we were excited just to be excited.
Yeah, but three years ago with Carson and Doug, it was rookie seasons for both of them. And it was Carson, not Jalen Hurts.
I'm going back further. Like, I don't know. Were you... Let's take it back to 2010, 11, 12. When did they have the horrible year?
Well, it was the dream team. 2012 is last year, and then Chip came in.
Right.
But going into it, we didn't know they were going to go 4-12. It was dream team. We were thinking 12-4. And before that, it had just been a few years removed since you were in the NFC Championship game. Against the Cardinals.
Yeah.
You had that entire stretch in the early 2000s.
All right, let me, I got it in front of you. Here you go. So, you're right. So, 4-12, going into that year. So, the closest thing would be, man,
99. Yeah, and you had McNabb.
Well, you had Andy Reid and McNabb.
Right, so you were still excited to see the future, because you drafted McNabb second overall.
I guess, I mean, by 07, we were weary, right? But they're always, here's the thing. They go Super Bowl, bad year in 05. They come back to 10-6, right? They then in 07 go 8-8. And then the following year, 9-6-1. But that's the year they go play Arizona in the conference championship game. Then you had the back-to-back Cowboy years, and they win 11 games and 10 games.
It's the first time this century where you're not feeling good about the Eagles going into the season.
And that tells you something of it. That tells you about about Jeffrey Lurie.
Yeah, no.
Here's the other thing. You can compare Andy Reid 99 and Sirianni, I guess.
Yeah, but it was McNabb's second overall pick versus Jalen Hurts. Overdrafted in the second round. Yeah. A lot of question marks around him. I'm excited to see who he is. I am. But my thing is, if they're 1-6 or if they're 2-7, it probably means he hasn't been playing all that well.
So the last year I remember that, I'll tell you, me as a fan, right? Remember that having no going, they're going to be horrible, was 98.
Okay.
Going into the 98 season.
It's not this century.
They had the horrible quarterbacks. Detmer, Pete, like gross, right? Ray Rhodes. He had lost that, you know. He was fun earlier when he was talking about guys coming to your house, intruders.
Right.
And peeing on your drapes and all kinds of lewd things. But at that point in time, going into 98, the vet still stood as a stinky joint. It was an ugly time in Eagles history. That's the last low point.
Yeah.
Where you had nothing to look forward to. At least here you got Sirianni and Jalen Hurts to look forward to.
Yeah.
So anyway.
All right.
But they would still go E-A-G-L-E-S.
Yeah, not right now, man.
And I was in New York. Even that whole decade, the whole 90s decade was, you know, when Randall leaves, you had no quarterback.
Right, and nothing. Real quick, is there any correlation between the sports gods and the schedule gods, or are they in their own separate office up there? Mean? Like, Are they connected, the sports gods and the schedule gods?
No.
No, okay. Because I was blessed. Well, I was blessed by the schedule gods last night. My buddy's wedding is on a Sunday. Eagles play Monday night that week. Last year, remember, the one Monday night game was on my anniversary, which was just a lot of fun to have that conversation with my lovely wife. Previous year, we had the November 30th wedding date. That's with the trip to Miami. It just so happened that it happened on that week. So I got screwed 2 years in a row from the scheduling gods. This year, I was blessed by the scheduling gods. I am also believing that the Sixers are going to the NBA Finals. I got that hunch. So I'm wondering, is there any connection between the schedule, the sports schedule gods and the sports gods?
No, because here's the thing. The bro is a victim of the schedule gods this year.
Oh, that's right. I heard you guys talking about it.
So the bro's due date for his second child, God bless the bro and his wife, Abby, is right in the middle of the two big trips.
That's true.
Carolina, Vegas. Now, he's got a buddy in Carolina who's got big paper and big pull, and he in the morning show, the whole morning show, is going to Vegas. And he's stuck in the middle, and he can't go.
That sucks. Okay.
He's got a baby.
All right, so there's no connection.
Now, the schedule god is an individual god.
Okay. All right. Thanks. Oh, man.
Like, he just smiled on the schedule god.
He did. He hooked me up.
Now, he's a very low totem pole man, God.
I mean,
he's not even all God. He's half man, half God.
The one Monday night game last year was my
Hercules.
Was my anniversary. But the one Monday night game this year is the day after the Sunday wedding.
Yes.
Huge development yesterday.
Yeah, big. Schedule God is more like Hercules. More man, but not as big as a God.
What, do you think he's got the phone number of the sports gods?
Yes, I believe he looks up to the sports gods, but is not invited to the party.
Well, hopefully I got blessed by the schedule god, half man, half god.
Right, half schedule, half god.
And I believe that the Sixers going to the finals. Like I have that feeling. So well, maybe my man can go on speed dial.
And whisper it to the sports gods.
Like, hey, this guy's
the sports gods greater than symbol, schedule gods. Schedule god is only one of them.
Yeah. I don't want any bad juju, so I'm not even going to respond to that.
Just respect the schedule god. You're good.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.